Some governments are urging people to avoid unsafe crowding on trains and buses by riding bicycles. The suggestion comes as countries ease coronavirus-based restrictions on business and other activities. But cycling activists say governments could do more, and some people are not welcoming of bicycles. Countries and cities across the world are considering how bicycles can help their economies open up again. In Bogota, Mayor Claudia Lopez has urged everybody returning to work this week to cycle to their jobs instead of using public transportation. The French government has asked cycling activist Pierre Cern to create a plan for when its lockdown ends on May 11th. His suggestions include the creation of bicycle lanes separated from other vehicles. The estimated cost for such a change is 50,000 euros per kilometer. It is unclear if the French government will accept Cern's ideas. For now, France has said it will give riders as much as 50 euros, nearly $55, for bicycle repairs. In Berlin, Germany, the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg Council painted yellow lines on some roads to define them as bike-only, taking the space from existing car lanes. This bike system builds on what is called tactical urbanism, city developments that are low-cost, simple, and easy. Similar programs are appearing elsewhere, in Lima, Peru, Barcelona, Spain, and Milan, Italy. Officials are moving quickly on plans to expand bike paths or take driving space from cars. From Germany to Peru, cycling activists want to make more changes for travelers on two wheels. As cities open up across the world, they see a more important way to involve bicycles. Morten Kabel co-chairs the European Cyclists Federation. The move to more bike-friendly environments is necessary if we want our cities to work, Kabel said. He added, a lot of people will be afraid of going on public transportation, but we have to get back to work someday. Very few of our cities can handle more car traffic. In addition to separate bike lanes, Kabel is pushing for government financial support for electric bicycles. Such support would persuade commuters who have more difficult journeys to use bikes. Cycling supporters say many minds still must be changed. They note that many officials have called for more use of private vehicles during the lockdown. Different countries had different policies about bicycles. In Britain, where people are still permitted to leave home to exercise, cycle shops have remained open during the lockdown that began March 23rd. But in Spain, the government closed such shops, but permitted gasoline stations to remain open. And while bike sharing in London and Paris was provided free to healthcare workers, most Spanish cities shut down the services, saying they would help spread the coronavirus. Madrid's successful bike-sharing operation reopened only last week. Bikes are disinfected nightly, and riders must wear gloves. Still, bicycles are not accepted everywhere. Juan Pasamar lives in Zaragoza, Spain. He said police stopped him as he traveled to work on a bicycle. The attitude of the police is the attitude that many people show in the streets, said Pasamar, who keeps riding even at the risk of being stopped again. He said, "Bicycles are for many just a nuisance." I'm John Russell.